if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs, and they're delicious. I love them.
How about the kind that you crack and you just put it in water?
That's the poached egg.
Poached egg?
Poached egg.
Poached egg?
Right.
Uh-huh. I don't like those, though.
You don't?
They're too runny.
Oh, you don't cook it enough, then, if it's too runny.
Oh, really?
You can cook it until it's not so runny. It depends on the person cooking as to whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I could cook one and you'd enjoy it.
I bet. So, maybe I ought to try. Yeah. What's fried salt pork, fat salt pork called? The
fat back.
And when you cut into the side of a hog, what do you call it?
When you cut?
I mean, what's the part of the side of the hog?
That's the ribs or the fat back.
Mm-hmm. Is that where bacon is, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it comes out of the side of the hog, the bacon.
And what kind of meat do you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And what's the outside of the bacon called?
Rind.
How about the little links or chain, that kind?
Little link sausage?
Uh-huh.
Sausages.
And if a meat's been kept too long, it's...
rank.
Okay. That's what started me on this time when I didn't eat hardly anything for about a month.
Oh.
I had some spoiled meat. And,
oh.
Ugh. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Sauce meat. Sauce meat, or a lot of people put the... Well, let's see, there's a sauce meat, and there's a pudding that Granny used to make. I can't call the name of it.
Head cheese?
Yeah. Well, sauce meat is head cheese.
Oh, it is the same thing?
Yeah, sauce meat. Oh. Some people call it head cheese, and some people call it sauce meat. But it's really good. Slice it when it's cold,
uh-huh.
And put a little pepper sauce on it, and make a sandwich out of it. If you like pepper sauce, do you like hot pepper?
Oh, not too well.
Well, I love hot
pepper.
Imagine
that would hide the taste.
It will. It sets it off where you don't taste the meat so much.
Yeah. Well, how about the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Oh, that's liver pudding.
And what do you make from hog blood?
I don't know that.
Did you ever make like blood sausage or blood pudding?
I've heard of blood pudding, but I've never made it.
Yeah. And how about the juice of head cheese or liver sausage and stir it with cornmeal and hog meat?
Never heard of that.
Have you ever heard of like Scrapple?
Oh yeah, Scrapple.
Did you have that down here?
Grandmother used to make it.
Really?
But I really didn't know what it was because I was too young.
I thought that was more like Pennsylvania Dutch or something.
No, they make it in the South too. Some people do.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody, you know.
Well, if you kept butter too long, what would it be?
Spoiled.
All righty. And how about thick sour milk you keep on hand?
That's called clabbering. That's where you get your buttermilk. After the milk clabbers, they put the milk in the churn when it's sweet milk and let it set until it clabbers. And then they churn it with a dasher, straight up and down. And they'll sit there and maybe churn it until it becomes buttermilk. And when the butter rises on the top, then it's complete. And then you dip the butter off, put it in the mold, and mold the butter and put it in the freezer. And pour your buttermilk up in the jars and put it in the freezer, into the ice box, and keep it cool and use it for your cooking or your drinking.
Gee.